Welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the latest news for the, I believe, last week of July 2020. I'm your host, Quentin Phillipson, and with me is my co-host, who truly is excited for the future of strip clubs, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
Oh, I'm doing good. You know I'm excited about that new strip club features that they're adding. You know, COVID's causing a problem with everything, but you know, it's nice to be back. You know, we took a weekend off and it's glad to be back.
Yes, we took a week off only because we absolutely had to. We tried to not do it, but unfortunately I was in the middle of moving and I had everything set up on the computer, ready to go for a new podcast. And then I realized there was no internet. And, you know, it's kind of hard to record a podcast when there's no internet. So unfortunately that was not able to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But we're back. We took a week off. So that means we got 2 weeks worth of news stories to cover. Just gives us more A-tier quality content.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We got so many stories to talk about, not a lot of time to talk about it.
Hopefully we get through some of the bigger stories here. But Alex, anything new going on with you?
Oh, I've got tons of stuff going on new with me. So I got a new vehicle. Finally, they had written off my vehicle from the car accident that I had talked about, the stupid accident caused by the tire place. So I got a new vehicle. It's a 2014 RAV4, and I'm really, really liking it. I enjoy it. Yeah, and I also passed my advanced driver's test. So now I can drink and drive in the province of Alberta. So there we go. I'm all set.
Yeah, that's exciting. So you're mm-hmm. literally going to carry some beers and purposely only drive while you got a beer in hand?
Yeah, that's exactly what's going to happen. 100%.
Well, perfect. I am glad to hear it. I can't wait till we go on a road trip then.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a wild road trip.
Yes, on the Welland Wagon, right? That's the name of the car?
Haven't decided on a name yet. I made a post for people to give suggestions, and there's been a few good ones.
You don't have to be nice about it, Alex. Clearly, the Welling Wagon is the best one.
I mean, that was a solid, solid option. I will give you that.
Perfect. Obviously, just for me, it's just been moving. If there's a bit of an echo, it's a very large room where the podcast setup is. So we'll see how this goes. If it's too much of an echo, which I've listened to some past audio that I've been testing, it should be fine. But if it is a bit of an echo going on, then I'll play around with it. I'll try and figure it out. But for now, we kind of got things set up. I bought a bunch of IKEA furniture, as we've discussed. I spent a lot on IKEA. All that came in, and it was my due diligence to set it up myself. I felt like if me and Andrew did it together, we might have broken up, because I like to do it solo. So I built all the furniture on my own. You know, it hasn't fallen apart yet, so I guess that's a success.
Yeah, that sounds like it's going well.
Yeah, you know, built a couch and a bed frame and a desk and TV stand. And then we're currently cleaning the other apartment. We're still trying to get through all the moving here, but we're finally kind of back on track. We got Pop Topic going, everything's back the way it is. My girlfriend's currently cleaning in the other apartment. So, you know, Pop Topic is good for you guys because you guys get to listen to our beautiful voices and the news. And it's great for me because I have now gotten out of cleaning. So that's great.
I mean, what more could you want out of life?
Absolutely nothing. I'm at the peak of my life right now, which means sure enough, in a week, somebody's probably going to break into my car or steal something.
Oh, probably. You're destined for some bad luck. But hey, enjoy the good luck while it lasts.
Exactly. So on to some news stories here. You know what? Film, for the most part, has been dead for quite some time, and it just continues to die. Every single film that was set to be released in 2020 is basically gone now. To my knowledge, the only films being released this year now are Netflix films, which means Mank, in my opinion, has a clear shot at Best Picture. I don't see any way this will lose now.
It's very sad, unfortunately.
Yeah,
movies are dead for the year.
Yeah, I haven't seen To Five Bloods, but it didn't get as much hype as I was expecting it to get. I remember claiming that it was going to be one of the bigger contenders before it even came out. I made that bold claim. It's definitely going to be nominated for Best Picture. I think that and Sonic and Invisible Man have a shot now. But yeah, it definitely seems like this is Minx to lose at this point. Every film has been delayed now. Mulan, they said it might be here at the end of 2020. Tenet, they said it might be here at the end of 2020. We'll see. And every other film besides those two, they have said no way it's coming out this year. It's going to come out in 2021. So
yeah, and all that really sucked because, you know, there was all that stuff in the news about Tenet being the movie to relaunch the movie theater scene. And it's just really disappointing. I was looking forward to going to the movie theater and watching Tenet. Now that's plan is now shot out the door.
Yeah, that's not the case anymore. I believe Dune hasn't been moved yet, but I think it will at this point. French Dispatch is now moved, which is the biggest bummer for me, obviously. And Quiet Place 2, I know that wasn't an Oscar contender, but that's now 2021. Yeah, every film now is gone. So in my opinion, the movie theater industry at the moment is just dead for the year.
Oh, screw you, COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a shame. And the main reason why a lot of the movies have been pushed back is because China, well, obviously, the States is the number one market for movie theaters, and, you know, they're handling COVID the worst, so they wouldn't be able to launch well with those films. And then China was the second biggest market, and they are doing great for COVID. They're doing really well. They're handling it very effectively, and it's almost dying down now. However, they've just announced a week before all this happened. They announced a week ago that they will only be releasing films that are less than 2 hours long in theaters. That way people aren't going to be coped up in the room for 2 hours plus to possibly get everyone contaminated. They said if they're going to only have shorter films be in their theaters, which, you know, in modern time, most films are over 2 hours. So Tenet, done. Mulan, done. And all these, and that's why they just start, that's why all the movie companies just went, that's it. No movies this year. We're waiting till we can release our 2 hour film.
Yeah, that's, it's horrible news.
Yeah, so China, yeah. It was kind of like a domino effect. China announced it has to be less than 2 hours. So obviously they pulled Tenet, and then Mulan didn't want to be the only movie coming out. So they pulled Mulan, and then Quiet Place then pulled everything. And then Disney pretty much pulled their entire schedule back. Avatar 2 was supposed to be coming out next year, believe it or not. But now that's being pushed back a year. So obviously with film being kind of pushed off to the side due to COVID, streaming services are definitely going to be the big place to rise. I just watched Palm Springs this week. Great film. And I really feel like everyone's going to start paying attention to the streaming services. And what better time for a streaming service to be released than right now? And that is why we have the new streaming service, Peacock, which is, I believe, the NBC streaming service. They have The Office, Parks and Rec, and I guess some other stuff. Unfortunately, it has not been doing well. They have a three-tier program. They have a free tier. They have a tier where you can get everything, but you still get ads. And then they have a higher tier where it costs more money for no ads with everything. And despite literally getting the service for free on Peacock for the first tier, it has underperformed quite a bit. I believe it only made 12% of the subscribership for the first week compared to what Disney Plus got during their first week.
Never heard of it. Well, didn't Quibi try the tier concept?
No, did they? To be fair, I never downloaded Quibi, so I'm not aware of that. And I'm actually glad you brought it up because Peacock flopped and it did almost as bad as Quibi. So this might be the nail in the coffin for this brand new streaming service because Peacock only got 25% more viewers than Quibi on its opening launch.
Oh, geez.
And in comparison, since Peacock's an actual streaming service, for the first week, Peacock only got 12% of the viewership numbers as Disney Plus got on their first week.
Oh my God.
Yeah, 12%. You know, not doing too well. And keep in mind, the 12% is including the people that could have gotten the streaming service for free. That's including tier one people. So who knows what percentage are actually people paying for the service? I imagine it's less than 4%.
Oh, yeah, probably.
So, not doing too well for Peacock here. And Disney Plus costs way more for everybody. So Peacock's not doing too hot here. And it might be because they have taken a similar route to Quibi, where they have disabled the ability to watch their service on a TV.
Really?
For some reason, they just want to make people watch it on their laptops or phones, but you are not able to watch this in any way on the TV. They have done everything. They've gone out of their way to make sure people can't do it.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, so I don't exactly know what Peacock is up to at the moment, but they aren't doing too well. The movie theater is dead in my mind, and I feel like even though it was just born, I feel like the Peacock is going to be let down pretty soon.
Yeah, that bird is going to be roasted pretty quick.
So here's the big question. Quibi obviously is dead. I'm pretty sure they only lasted 3 months, mostly because they had the 3-month free trial. So do you think Peacock will survive longer than Quibi? Do you think they will make it 3 months?
Oh, I probably not.
I think they will. I think they're going to really try for like a good year and then they'll eventually give up. But I think they should give up early. I think they should call it quits right now. I don't think this is going to work well for Peacock. I don't know how many people are, you know, hyped to get Peacock. So I don't know what they're doing here. They should kill it off before 3 months. But I think they're stubborn. Everybody thinks streaming services are the best way to get money. So I think NBC's going to be greedy enough to try and keep this going for a year.
You know what? That is a fair assessment.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. So Alex, I'll let you pick which route we go here. Do you want to discuss glory holes or strip clubs first? That's why I'm making you choose. What are you the most into?
Well, I know the news about glory holes, but I don't know the news about strip clubs. So let's talk about the strip clubs.
Yes, glory holes is definitely much bigger news. That's been shared on global news and all the big news sources. Everyone's hyped about the glory holes, but nobody seems to be too excited about the strip clubs. And I don't know why. I think this is huge news here because we are entering the future of strip clubs here as they now have a drive-in strip club officially being released.
Oh yeah,
that's right. I believe, let me double check here. Yes, that is correct. Obviously the first city to have this released is not Florida, as you might suspect, but Houston, Texas are going to be the first people to create a drive-in strip club thanks to COVID-19. Obviously might be worse than a gym for COVID. I feel like a strip club might just be just a greenhouse effect where you just walk in and you're just in this heat, in this sweat, and all this COVID. I feel like that's just an easy place to catch it. So Houston has gone out of the way to now make a strip club. You can safely stay in your car and check out all these sexy girls.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what, Alex? I think this should be the future of strip clubs. It's so 1980s to walk into a room and have girls in bikinis like dance on a pole, and nobody wants that. Like, how great would it be if you just got to sit in your car, nobody would even notice it? Maybe this could be a car wash and the strippers can like get themselves all lathered up in soap and clean your car. It could be like a double purpose here.
Oh dang.
Yeah, but I'm calling it right now. Well, I'm not calling it because I don't think this is going to last long. I think it's just a temporary thing, but I think this should be a permanent thing. I think this is what the people want.
Yeah, I'd buy it. The only issue I have with this is you're now making a mess in your car rather than making a mess in your pants. And I don't know about that. My car is sacred.
But why would it be different? It would still be in your pants, right? Are you gonna whip it out while in your car?
Well, that's the whole point. You have the privacy to do that.
Hmm.
I can just imagine how awkward that is, though, looking to your left and seeing some guy just aggressively fapping off.
Whoa, no. The first rule of strip club drive-ins is to not look inside the other cars. You're in your car, you look at the girls, you look down at your pants, that's it. You do not look inside other people's cars.
Yeah, that's a deadly combination.
Yeah, if I was to ever go here, I would specifically tint my windows. I'd be worried there's a well dog out there looking inside my window, seeing what I'm doing. So I would make sure my windows are nice and tinted so nobody can see me.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So should they have the strippers really fit this theme here, and should they change their stripper names to more automobile-centric titles? Like, we got Wheels.
Wheels.
Or Bumper.
Oh, I got one. Nitrous.
Yeah, that's very exotic. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Leather Seat.
Oh, dang. Man, that's a real gear turner.
I don't know. I think this is a cleaner way. I don't know. I've never been to a strip club. It doesn't fascinate me, mostly just because I think it's just a weird atmosphere. Mm-hmm. But I always imagine it being similar to a movie theater, which are also closed, where just the floor is sticky and gross. It's dark. You're kind of looking around going, why am I here? And you see a girl up on stage, and you look around, and all the guys got this like glee in their eyes. It just feels like a very weird atmosphere. So, you know, no more sticky floors. The darkness is up to you. You can turn the light on in your car. You get control. The only downside I could possibly see is now you don't drink whiskey. Isn't that what the strip club people do, drink whiskey?
Yeah, that is what they do.
Yeah, so that's the only downside. Unless you're Welling and you can out drink and drive.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Welling can do that. I can. That's right. So unless you got the drink and drive license like Welling over here.
You need that drink and drive license.
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely don't want to do that sober. I feel like a strip club is only effective when you're drunk.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. When you're sober, you kind of realize how despicable of a person you are.
Yeah, and you definitely don't want to feel that.
No, for sure not. So, you know, it makes sense. They got the car doors, so it keeps everybody away from each other due to the whole COVID thing. So I think for now, it makes a lot of sense. I think if it is popular, let's try and see how it lasts outside of COVID. Similar to the bars we were talking about, I think some of these changes might be for the better because I hate people, and the less interaction I actually have, the better. So I think cars are pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Now, speaking of not having interaction and safely being intimate in a strip club, let's return to the glory holes here, which is quite a big story. I don't know why necessarily, but everybody's talking about how science has come out to say that glory holes are the highest or are the most recommended way of pleasuring each other.
Yep.
So obviously, because there's no mouth-to-mouth contact, there isn't any way you can really pass COVID to people through a glory hole. So,
oh, I'm sure there's ways.
That's true. There's definitely ways. But, you know, it's relatively safe, and that's why glory holes are being recommended by the government for people to pleasure each other. If you really need to out there, get it on, and there's no drive-in sex club for you, maybe stick to the glory hole, see how that works out.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with glory holes. They're nice, safe, and sanitary. Well, I'm not sure about sanitary, but they're safe.
Yeah, I'm glad you clarified. I was going to say, I've never used one, but every movie I've seen with a glory hole, they always looked absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, they definitely don't wipe it down afterwards.
Now, obviously, since the government's recommended this, should the government employ people to like stand there with a cloth ready to wipe it off afterwards to make sure it's clean for the next people?
I mean, hey, it creates jobs, so why not?
Yeah, you know. Sure. That's a good idea. Now, Alex, are you back in the Tinder game? Are you kind of reaching out to girls out there on dating apps?
No.
Oh, because I was going to ask you if this is the new topic for discussion in these dating apps. Do they have girls having bios that say, only looking for a glory hole time?
I wouldn't be surprised if someone has edited their profile to look like that right now.
Yeah, since it's trending right now, it's the safest way to go. Maybe the guys would say, the only hole I'm putting my thing in is a glory hole.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so, well, you know, I don't know what these kids do these days, but that's what I'm, in my head, I like to picture that's what the Tinder profiles say.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, nothing to your recollection, I guess. You wouldn't know anything about that. Is your roommate, he's single, right? Has he come with any crazy glory hole stories?
No, he has not told me any crazy glory hole stories.
Does he have a glory hole in his own bedroom?
I don't think so.
Now, the biggest question, Alex, do you have a glory hole in your bedroom?
I do not have a glory hole in my bedroom.
But like, man, I don't know. Even I got one in my bedroom. I don't got Tinder, but I got a girlfriend. So obviously you got to get the glory hole for safekeeping.
Yeah, but you have someone to use the glory hole with. That's the difference.
That is true. But you know, in your case, you should always have a backup glory, right? What if a girl walks into the apartment? They're like, I lost my keys. I don't know where to go. Wait, you're really good looking, Alex. Do you have a glory hole perchance? And you said no? Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll pay you $100 if that scenario ever happens.
And then your roommate goes, well, I got a glory hole. And then you miss out on it? Oh, I wouldn't risk it, but I guess to each their own.
Jesus.
Let's get on to some more serious topics, because, you know, glory holes are fun and all, but let's get on to maybe the biggest story of the week and the one I've been seeing the most for, which is the Will Smith interview with his wife and the whole entanglement issue. Now, obviously, me and Alex, we don't really like to discuss too serious of news, and obviously this is a huge personal discussion between two people, and respect to all of that. So let's more so discuss a moment that happened afterwards. You know, a little bit funny, still kind of wrong, which to those that are living under a rock or living behind a glory hole wall and you're not following popular news, we'll fill you in a little bit. Will Smith had a discussion with his wife online, which seemed crazy to me, where they openly discussed an entanglement between his wife, and I actually thought it was handled really professionally. I actually really liked the discussion. I thought it was really cute and sad, obviously, but we're definitely going to move on to a joke that was made towards Will, Instagram and Facebook. I don't know if it was on Twitter, but he posted a video of him just jumping rope. It was actually kind of cool. He attached the camera onto the rope, so you got to see the point of view of the rope, I guess, and, you know, just a random video. I guess the dude was bored. Maybe he's also trying to change, you know, maybe trying to make people forget what happened to him the week before. But somebody made the joke, okay, but don't get entangled with the rope. Yeah. And I love Will Smith. I think he's a really great guy. He saved the Aladdin remake in my mind. I think he's just a genuinely nice dude. And I just thought his response was great. He goes, haha, okay, I can admit it. That's funny. But I'm definitely going to block you. But the joke was very funny.
Oh, good old Will Smith.
Yeah, and I just thought that was a great response. How Will Smith goes, you know what? That is a sick bird. I like that. But I'm blocking you. Like, I don't need this negativity in my life right now. But still, good joke. Respect to the joke. But yeah, I don't need you to follow me anymore. And I just thought that was a pretty Will Smith response. I can imagine a lot of people definitely not responding that way. So good for Will Smith. Just a light little news on, you know, the pretty big heavy stuff. I feel like we still had to address the news in some point.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see the video, Alex, of the Will Smith and his wife?
I have not seen the video, but I know enough about the story where I don't need to.
That's fair. Yeah, I just watched it because I was literally bored. And I was like, well, I might as well watch it, especially because we're going to talk about it, whatever. So Will Smith and his wife, they had a bit of an argument, but nothing can compare to the argument between a, I guess we would call her a Karen in this instance, against a Starbucks employee here. And probably not one of the biggest news for the week, but definitely one of my favorites. So there's a Starbucks customer who refused to wear a mask, and the barista insisted that she wore one for her to serve her. And this video went viral where the woman was yelling at the Starbucks customer and losing her mind. It was quite crazy and quite hilarious. Obviously, I love these videos. Might be one of my guilty pleasures of the last 2 weeks or maybe month and a half of just watching people lose their mind and with people that are working currently with the masks and everything. You know, America has their moments. It's pretty funny. And the barista got pretty berated in the video. And so because of how she was treated, there was a GoFundMe page that raised over $100,000 in tips for this waitress due to how she was treated in this video after it went viral. And the best part is now the customer herself is now demanding that the barista gives half the money to her because the video only became viral because of her.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Yeah, so she literally got $100,000 because she was treated so poorly by this horrible person, and this video went viral because she was so mean to her that everybody felt bad and gave her money. And she looked at this video and went, wow, you know what? Instead of thinking that I'm a horrible human being and I really should apologize to her for what I did, no, I did nothing wrong. I, as a matter of fact, should get half of that money. I'm the reason this went viral. That boggles my mind.
Again, fat chance.
Yeah. Dude, she's never getting this money and she never should. That's crazy that she actually thinks she's owed half the money because she made this viral. No. You made this viral because you treat her horribly and that's why she got the money. She didn't get money because the video was viral. She got it because people felt sorry for her. It's crazy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I love her. You know what? We should start a GoFundMe for the woman who is clearly robbed in this situation.
Yeah, I'd be down for that.
Yeah, I'll throw $5 in, and then hopefully that gets the ball rolling for her. Because
I'll throw in a toonie.
There we go. That's $7 for you, lady. This is exciting. I'm sure we'll make this go viral for her. Everybody will love to pay some respect to. I don't know this woman. She's great. Obviously, I wouldn't call her a queen, though, because that title only goes towards my queen here, Carol Baskin. I wanted to end the news here with my queen. We've already discussed that she was on Cameo, but what we haven't discussed is the latest Cameo video she has released. Somebody paid, I believe, what was it? How much is it for her again? $200-something?
Yeah, something like that.
So I believe, $200 for us to get a Carol Baskin's cameo. So somebody paid the $200 for Carol Baskin's to make a cameo towards, I believe it is, let me get the name here, Rolf Harris and his friend, Jimmy Savile. Now, I don't know, Alex, if you're familiar with Rolf Harris and Jimmy Savile, but they are both convicted pedophiles.
Where is this story going?
Yes, so it was an Australian comedian, Tom Armstrong. He paid the $200 for Carol Baskins to make a cameo for Rolf Harris and Jimmy Savile. He pretended he was them, and she wasn't aware of who Rolf Harris was. Obviously, Rolf Harris is a convicted pedophile for Australia, so Carol Baskins probably not too aware of his past criminal record. So the comedian released the cameo that Carol Baskins sent to him on Cameo, and I have it right here for you, Alex. She has tried to take this down. Carol Baskins has come out on record against this cameo. She is very upset by it, but I have the footage right here. I'll play it for you now of Carol Baskins making a beautiful birthday message for the pedophile Rolf Harris.
Oh, cats and kittens, it's Carol Baskin at Big Cat Rescue. Hi, Rolf Harris. All your kids wanted to get together and tell you that you have really touched them and that they love all that you have done for them. I hear there's a lot of great stories about you and your best friend, Jimmy Savile. Can't wait to hear those. Happy birthday, Rolf.
That can't be real.
It is real, and it's spectacular.
Oh my god, that is spectacular.
That is why I wanted to end the non-sports stories with this one. This was the greatest story I could have asked for. It came out a week and a half ago, and I was so badly sitting on this story. I wanted the internet to work last week for us to discuss this. It didn't, unfortunately, but here we are, Alex, finally talking about this beautiful prank that a fellow Australian comedian made for Carol Baskin.
Oh yeah, this is gorgeous.
Yeah, it's truly amazing. I have been following her on Cameo now. I like to just listen to the videos that she's making for other people. Obviously, I'm not going to pay $200 myself, but yeah, after this, I just need to keep an eye on Carol on Cameo. I feel like there's more to come.
Yeah, it's like following Donald Trump on Twitter. You know something's going to implode.
Yes. Now, she did not handle this well. She has come out on a few news sources now, demanding this be taken down, demanding that the Australian comedian deletes this and apologizes. She has come on multiple times to say she had no idea who Rolf Harris was, and this was a mean prank, and she doesn't support who Rolf is at all. Which, you know, I think that goes without saying. I don't think she needed to come online to tell us this. Clearly, she didn't know who Rolf was. I really loved how the comedian gave a little note that it was the kids that sent this message.
Oh, my God.
Like, what a perfect, cruel, but beautiful prank. I really love this.
Yeah, this prank is pretty gorgeous. Oh, my God.
The kids just wanted to let you know how much you've touched them.
Who thinks of this?
Oh, it's great. I watched the video and then I read the story and then I went back and watched the video. It's just so much better once you know what the context is. It's just hilarious.
Oh, yeah, probably.
I love Carol. I hope we keep getting stories from her. I remember saying Meghan Markle is going to be the face of 2020. But I really think it's become Carol Baskin. And I also think Joe Exotic would be a face of 2020, but unfortunately he's in jail. And I feel like that's why we haven't gotten the Joe stories. Just imagine the craziness we'd get if Joe wasn't in jail. But at least we got Carol to tie us over. So Alex, let's move on to sports here. Let's wrap it up with sports. What's new going on?
So the first big news. The NHL has its 32nd franchise. It's had its 32nd franchise for a while. But the name, the logos, and the color schemes, and the jersey were all announced yesterday. Ladies and gentlemen, Seattle's new franchise will be known as the Seattle Kraken. What are your first thoughts about that name?
So what was the name beforehand?
There was no name beforehand.
Okay. Well, I guess it's better than nothing. I like it. I think the logo is fine. It's just an S that looks like a Kraken tentacle, I guess. It's fine. I feel like it'd be better to do a creature that lives on ice, not in water. Feels like a strange choice, but I'm fine with it. I got no issue with it. What's your thoughts? It sounds like you're not super high on it.
I actually don't mind it. I like it. My favorite part about this, though, is people are going to call their fans the Crackheads and their arena the Crack House.
Well, that's awesome. Now, well, now I love it even more. You said
it. Isn't that just perfect?
The Kraken, not bad. I'm not familiar with other hockey team names except for the Edmonton Oilers. And hot take, I like Kraken more. I think Kraken's a better name than Oilers.
Oh, dang, that is a hot take.
Why do people really like that name?
Especially in this town.
Well, yeah, we currently live in the town of Oilers. But I've always thought it was kind of a lame name. Hopefully I don't lose my license of living in Edmonton. Hopefully I don't get kicked out for that hot take. But, like, you know, it's okay. I don't know. It doesn't sound that cool or exciting. And you can't call it the Crack House or the Crack Fans. That's awesome. Here, spitball some more hockey names. I'll tell you if it's better or worse than the Kraken, just at the top of my head.
Okay. I'll run through some of them that were thought to be possible names. The Sockeyes.
Is this an actual team name? Or are you listing off like other possible names?
No, these were other names that were thought to be in the running to be Seattle.
Okay, so we got Sockeyes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, that's horrible.
All right, the Totems.
The Totems? I don't know why, but that sounds kind of cool. You know, also might be like a little racist, so maybe not.
The Thunderbirds.
Normally I like birds, but I don't know. Mostly because I know there's the Seattle Seahawks, right?
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's good they don't keep this bird trend going and maybe spice it up. So that might be for the better.
All right. The Seattle Storm.
Kind of lame, but for some reason I really like it. I don't know. I've always thought Storm was a cool name. I remember when I was a young child in junior high, for some reason, I just pretended that I had a girlfriend named Storm, and that's what I told all my friends in school to seem cool.
All right. Last one, and probably the most lame one. The Seattle Rain.
Wait, is... No, that's Phoenix that's known for rain. Yeah, see, if it was the Phoenix that named that, that'd be kind of funny. But yeah, no, that's pretty lame for Seattle.
Yeah, I'm really glad they didn't go with that.
Now, hold on a second. Do you like the name the AB Seattle?
I do like that. That's pretty funny.
Yeah, I just thought of that myself. Yeah, that's what they should have went with. Mm.
Well, speaking of names that could be a little bit racist, so the other big sports story are two professional sports teams actually changing their team names after many years of scrutiny about their names. So one of them is actually Edmonton's local football team. They will no longer be called the Edmonton Eskimos. And my personal opinion, they should just change their name to the Edmonton Snowflakes because they crumbled under next to no pressure.
I agree. There's nothing wrong with Eskimos, but once again, I always thought that was kind of a lame name.
The other big team name change came out of the NFL. The Washington Redskins is no more. Washington is dropping the name of the Redskins and will be looking for a new name. But for right now, they are known as the Washington Football Team.
See, you should only change the name when you got a new one ready to go. That's freaking weird. Did Edmonton make a new name for the Eskimos?
Right now they are called Edmonton Football Team.
Oh my gosh, this is horrible. Oh no, these people are giving me a headache. That's cringier than Eskimos and Redskins. Just no name. Yikes. So is this our chance, Alex? Should we pitch the new names for these teams here? You're vouching for the Edmonton Snowflakes, or do you got something better?
Well, the only reason I'm vouching for the Edmonton Snowflakes is because they're a bunch of snowflakes. They crumbled under the pressure.
Yeah, no, I definitely got the joke.
okay, good. glad we got that.
Oh, Tristan's just jumping on. Cool. All right, Tristan, we are just about to wrap up, but we are in the middle of the final story here. So we got my... Oh, you're muted.
There we go. Now I'm ready.
All right.
Hey, there he is.
Honestly, I definitely wish Tristan was here for the Carol cameo, but we got a big story here, Tristan, and maybe you can help us out.
Okay.
So the Edmonton Eskimos dropped their name because it's a bit racy, apparently. And the
yes,
and Washington dropped the Washington Redskins, but neither of them have a new name. So we're trying to come up here. What could be the best name for these two teams?
All right. What are these have you guys had so far? Because I think there's a lot of ways you can go with this.
We just finished talking about it. We just started. We didn't think of anything yet.
Oh, all right. All right.
Any spitball ideas here, Trist?
I mean, the first one that comes to mind for me is the Fighting Armadillos. All right. I think there is no armadillo-based team yet. I think that's a big missed opportunity. All right. I think the Armadillos should have their day in the sunshine, and there should be a team named after the Armadillo.
That's fair.
You stole that off Total Drama Island.
Armadillo? No.
No, it's not Armadillo. Total Drama Island would be, what was it, the Fighting Bass and the...
Badger something. Something badger. Either Killer Badger or Angry Badger. One of them was a badger.
Okay, and one of them was a bass.
Bass and badger were the two, I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah,
no, they're both Canadian-themed animals. An armadillo is a desert animal. There's no way that was in Total Drama Island.
That's right. So would that be better for Washington because they likely have more armadillos than Edmonton?
I think so. And I think the Edmonton one, I think I got a real good one for Edmonton. Something real intimidating, something real scary, something that puts a lot of people into the hospital every year that's very specific and unique to Edmonton. The Edmonton Shiny Balls.
That's good. I like that. Yes. For those of you that aren't aware of Edmonton, they have a random landmark, I guess you would call it. It's just a statue of some sort, I guess. Yeah, it's a weird statue where it's just a bunch of silver balls that shine in the light. And it tends to make a lot of drivers crash their vehicles because they just get distracted by it.
Yeah, the whole statue is basically like, think of like a Christmas ornament, but then like a bunch of them just stacked on top of one another, different sizes, all circle shaped, all just silver. And the statue would be probably decently fine if it wasn't positioned right beside like a major intersection or something, or a really main road that a lot of people drive on at fast speeds in the middle of the night when their headlights are on it and they shine right into the ball and the ball shines right back at them. And it tends to cause a lot of accidents. I think that this could be a good opportunity to capitalize on that piece of local culture for Edmonton Eskimos.
Now, I was thinking of something similar with you, Tristan, on the Edmonton here. Yours might be better, but mine also ties into the Kraken story that we just discussed, where they're known as the Crack House and they're known as the Crackheads. According to Welling, that's kind of what the people are already being known for in the city. And I think that's a great idea. So I want to continue that trend and something that really holds true with Edmonton. Similar to the driving, I think they should be called the Edmonton Potholes, and then they could be known as the Potheads and the Pothouse.
But potheads and crackheads are two very different species here. We're talking about here, Quentin. Mm-hmm. We're going to get both communities mad at us if we're just interchanging the two of them, all right? Potheads and crackheads are very distinct in their own ways.
Well, yeah, that's why it's we don't want to have the exact same house or the exact same people. We're trying to appear to the other demographics here. And Edmonton, you know, very well known for their potholes. I probably drive through 5 of them to work every day.
True.
Oh, easily.
Not a bad answer. I do like that.
All right. Well, I do like the armadillo one. I feel like that's quite fitting for Washington.
What if instead of going with the crack thing, we can just be like the Heisenbergs? We can change our colors to being like yellow, and everyone like hazmat. All the fans show up in hazmat suits.
Tristan, I was gonna say Edmonton's already yellow and green for Eskimos.
There you freaking go. Maybe try to change to yellow and blue, right, for the blue meth. Main color be yellow, blue as the secondary color. Well,
Breaking Bad, the show's actually known for being green.
You're right. Their logo is green.
The logo is green.
Bad chemicals. You're right. Man, this could really work. They might have some licensing issues with like AMC or whoever made that show. I can't remember who made that show.
You got it. AMC. Yeah.
But soon they can wrinkle those out. I mean, like, the Anaheims have the Ducks. Why can't Edmonton have the Heisenbergs?
The Edmonton Heisenbergs. I'm excited about that. I just started watching Better Call Saul this week.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen that show before?
I have not. I've seen Breaking Bad. Never started on Better Call Saul.
Yeah. I've seen Breaking Bad 3 times, and I kind of figured, you know what? They have 5 seasons out right now. Why not jump on the way?
Yeah, why not, man? And getting ready for Edmonton's new football team.
That's right. I'm preparing. That'd be a great way to sell merch. I feel like a lot of people would buy the Edmonton Heisenberg shirts.
I think a lot of people will tune into that, too. You know, I mean, a lot of people will watch the very first couple of games, for sure. See the Heisenbergs play. Come on.
I check it out, and I don't even watch sports.
Do you even know what sport it is?
Well, football.
All right. Well, what names do you got for Edmonton here?
My team name was the Edmonton Snowflakes, because they crumbled under the pressure of a bunch of right-wing liberals bitching about their team name.
Do you say right-wing liberals were the one bitching about the team name? Do you know left and right spectrum, you're mad?
I know I said that wrong.
It was a good effort, though, and I like what you're going with. I think, okay. I don't know.
They changed it for the wrong reasons, but it's good they did, because I thought Eskimos is a boring name.
One thing that the Eskimos name has that none of our three, the Snowflakes, Heisenberg, or the potholes, none of them have, is the alliteration Edmonton Eskimos have. If we can come up with a good name that starts with an E, we don't have to change the logo. Because the logo, for people who don't know the logo, is just 2 E's with a green oval behind it. It's nothing original or fancy.
But Tristan,
so if
we keep the alliteration, we can still keep the exact same logo. But the EE, if we wanted to keep that, we could just be like the Edmonton Evergreens. Same colors, same logo, super simple fix, very small change. People won't even notice it. You can keep the same jersey you have. You don't have to buy new jerseys if you're a fan.
Yeah, a lot of popular names being thrown around are the Edmonton Empire and the Edmonton Elk.
Those are both more dumb than the Evergreens, and I thought that on the spot. These people haven't put any thought into these.
Favorite joke one was the Edmonton E. coli, because they give you the runs.
Oh, that's a fun one. That's a good one.
Now, I know this doesn't go with the alliteration here, but what if we really honor an icon for Edmonton and name it the Edmonton Well Dogs?
Ooh, that would be fun. Edmonton Well Dogs. I'm all aboard.
I'd be down for that.
Welling's like, yeah, I kind of like that name.
Now, what would the mascot be? Obviously a dog, but like, what type of dog are we thinking?
Probably just the generic high school bulldog.
Like icon. A bulldog, right? That's a little generic. What about like a poodle?
A poodle. Well, Welling's now a poodle.
Or like a chihuahua or something. Like a small little bitch dog, you know? A freaking Yorkie or something. This could be good. I'm all for the
wiener dog. A wiener dog, yes, that'd be good. Yeah, you could fit one of them through the glory holes, right, Alex?
Oh man, wiener dog could be. What about Washington though? The Washington wiener dogs could be fun.
Just name it the Washington Wieners, and it'd just be like a hot dog icon.
All right, this is really going to show my lack of sport knowledge, but the Redskins is also a football team, right?
That's correct.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And so I only knew that because Wong told me beforehand. I didn't know previously.
I thought it was. I know the Capitals are their hockey team, so I assume that they're the Redskins were their football team. And let's be real, football fans are the most racist bunch of all the sport fans. That was a joke and only a joke. I don't actually.
Since it is football we're talking about here, instead of Redskins, why don't they just change it to Pigskin and be like
Pigskin could be fun. I was thinking, so they have like, obviously they're playing on the fact that like the capital city of America, obviously the Washington Capitals being their hockey team, as I mentioned, so they could play on that again and go like, you know, Washington Presidents or Washington Dictators or something fun, you know,
dictators,
what I mean?
Well.
Ooh, I like Dictators.
Right. Like President seems like Washington Presidents is kind of a dumb sport name. But Washington Dictators, that's a pretty badass football team name. That could be a good football team name, man.
I prefer Armadillo.
Or like the Emperors or something. Armadillo is still a great one too. I really think there's a lack of armadillo representation in sports, and I want to change that.
See, that's the whole reason why I don't watch sports, because there's no armadillo team, and what's the point without that?
Yeah, like the only reason I might watch a hockey game would be for the Penguins, because that's Penguins representation. I respect that. You know, if there's a football team I'm going to watch, it's obviously going to be Miami Dolphins, because come on, they're Dolphins.
Yeah, Dolphins, right? Are cool, yeah.
Now imagine the armadillos versus the Dolphins. That's a game I would tune in to watch.
That's a documentary I tune in to watch.
Yeah, it is.
Guys, the Washington Warlords.
Once again, playing off the whole, like, you know, they're the leaders, capital. That's a good one.
And Washington, got the alliteration.
The alliteration, the fact that they like that United States loves to go to war. That's a good one.
Yeah, I think that or armadillo, I'm all
it's
in
a
for.
Real coin flip. It's a real coin flip.
Yeah. You know what? They can choose. The people are clearly listening to us right now. They can choose. They can pick their favorite.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tristan, anything you want to share before we end the podcast?
No, man.
Have you heard of the Carole Baskin's cameo before my friends come over? Maybe I can quickly fill you in on that.
I have not. What is it?
I kept it last for the news, so you might be able to jump in here, because I really think you'll love it here. So Carole Baskin's is on Cameo. I'll quickly just fill you in. Everyone's heard this, but somebody, a comedian from Australia, paid $200 for her to do a cameo for him, and he pretended that he was Rolf Harris, or Rolf Harris needs a birthday cameo. And I don't know if you're aware, Tristan, but Rolf Harris is an Australian pedophile. So Carole Baskin's made him a cameo.
The video is brilliant.
Okay, so let me just clarify here. A comedian in Australia pretended to be Rolf Harris, who is a Australian pedophile, went on a cameo app and paid Carole Baskin's $200 to send himself, pretending to be Rolf Harris, of course, a birthday message.
He actually pretended to be kids that wanted to send a message to him. But yeah, you kind of got the point here.
Gotcha. Okay. I see.
Cats and kittens, it's Carole Baskin at Big Cat Rescue. Hi, Rolf Harris. All your kids wanted to get together and tell you that you have really touched them and that they love all that you have done for them. I hear there's a lot of great stories about you and your best friend, Jimmy Seville. Can't wait to hear those. Happy birthday, Rolf.
Wow. Wow, she really went for it there.
Hey. Yeah, she went all out.
Like, no blame in my mind goes to Carole Baskin. She like, I would have no idea about names of Australian pedophiles. You know, I would have known. Yeah. It's hilarious from the comedian standpoint. That's pretty freaking funny. Yeah, I think that's one of the best usages of Cameo I think I've ever seen, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As far as pure entertainment value goes, because most of them seem dumb. The whole idea of paying celebrities to, like, wish you happy birthday or congrats on your anniversary or something feels very weird to me. But to pay them for something hilarious like that changes the whole game. That is fantastic. Do you think it was worth
$200?
Hell yeah, it was. That's fantastic.
Yeah, honestly, now that I realize this is an option, I think people should start pranking people on this site more often. This is a great use of $200.
Oh, absolutely.
This is the only acceptable use of Cameo I've ever seen so far. This is the only one.
No, yeah, this is great. And yeah, there's no way she would have known. She has come out and she's been very upset about this. She has come on and demanded the video be taken down. She has said over and over, I knew nothing about this. Like, she's very upset. No, but like,
if anyone's giving her shit for this,
exactly,
that's all, they're being assholes. All right. She did nothing wrong here. All right.
No,
nothing wrong. What she said was wrong, but she didn't know it was wrong. You're making it totally right.
Right. Yeah. And that's what makes the video so funny, is she's unaware of what she's saying. And that's just what adds the humor to it. So obviously she should get no fault for this. This is totally just a classic prank. I love this. I hope this Australian comedian does this to more Americans, because they wouldn't be aware of it.
Yeah. Or vice versa. You know, hop on those Australian celebrities and get them baffling over, you know, Americans that they don't know about. But what this also tells us, not only about this hilarious comedian's awesome use of Cameo, we now know that Carole Baskin, since her Tiger King's fame, has now gone to different social media sites like Cameo, right, to profit off of them. Which leads me to the question I know Welling is for sure asking. Does she have an OnlyFans?
I do love how you're like, is Welling asking this? Yes.
You just assume that I'd ask that.
Yeah. I think this is really the question we're all asking. All right. Does Carol Baskins have an OnlyFans?
That's a very fair question.
That is not, a great.
I feel like there'd be news articles on this.
You're right. We would have heard about this by now.
Yeah, this definitely would have been quite a hit. So I don't think she has one, but I think she should consider it.
I think so too.
Yeah. Welling has just told us an hour ago that he doesn't have Tinder or any dating sites, so he's not aware of the glory hole phase right now. So maybe this is the perfect thing for Welling.
Are glory holes big on Tinder? Like,
well, yeah, we were talking about this, Tristan. Glory hole is the number one way to have to be intimate with each other without catching COVID. So it's become
trendy. I saw a post. Who posted that? Like, I saw someone posted that.
All the big sources, Global News and all these big news sites, are letting everybody know that glory hole is the way to go.
Yeah. So do you think that, like, strip clubs and stuff that obviously are getting a lot of business now, do you think they're going to pivot their business model to now have glory holes in the bathrooms to start driving in customers?
Tristan, you should have been here. We discussed this as well. Strip clubs are now doing drive-in with your car, and you be a part of a strip club.
But you wouldn't need that if Carol Baskins had an OnlyFans.
You wouldn't need to go in your car, all that work of gas and driving through a strip club and that shame, when you can just watch Carol Baskins on OnlyFans. Yeah. So, Alex, you have blatantly said that you do not have any dating apps, so you're not aware of the glory hole phase, but do you have an OnlyFans, and is Carol Baskins there?
I do not have an OnlyFans, so I would not know if Carol Baskins is there.
But would you get an OnlyFans if she is?
Oh, absolutely.
100%. All right, good. Okay. Good man. Good man.
If they don't say no to that, they're just lying.
Yeah, they're straight up lying if they say no to that.
But also, if she has an OnlyFans and there isn't a photo shoot of her naked surrounded by tigers, I'm unsubscribing. I'm hitting the unsubscribe button. All right. This is what we need.
Yeah, I do love her wardrobe. Even in her message to Rolf Harris, she's all giddied up in tiger print stuff. Oh. What a lady.
What a woman.
Yeah, I still can't get over the twist where she shows us all of her tiger stuff and then goes, but yeah, I'm allergic to cats.
We're allergic to cats. Are you also like allergic to tigers and stuff? Or is that just like house cats?
She implied that she was allergic to tigers, I thought.
Probably.
I definitely wanted to share you that Carol Baskins video. I figured you would have enjoyed that, Tristan.
I did. That was fantastic. I'm a little disappointed I haven't heard about that until now. I think this should be everywhere.
Yeah, this is not viral enough. I only saw two stories on this video, and it should be much bigger. The glory holes, there's at least 20 new sources on it. They're focusing on the wrong story this week.
But luckily, the viewers at home have some blue-blooded reporters like you two out there on the streets. Looking for the big scoops, the real stories that people need to know about.
Yeah, pretty much if you're a Carol Baskins fan, just follow us, because I definitely keep an eye on her.
If she ever has an OnlyFans, we will be the first news source to report on it.
Yeah, we'll be. We'll definitely do some on-field research and let you guys know how the account, how her OnlyFans is.
On-field research means we'll pressure Welling into subscribing and telling us what's going on.
Yeah, we'll make sure Welling checks it out.
Yeah, let's be real. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Welling's roommate looks through his glory hole at Welling. He's like, what are you watching? And, I'm doing research.
I'm doing research.
Yeah, that's right.
Do you think like sex shops are going to start selling like glory holes, like pop-up glory holes that you can like put install into your house? Do you think like glory holes are now gonna be like a big market? Like, can you buy a glory hole, or do you have to like, or just like a drill work on its own?
I don't believe the glory hole market has started yet, but I believe it will soon. It just hit its stride this week, so
yeah. Some smart entrepreneur is really gonna get on top of this.
Yeah, you know, it takes a while to drill all those holes. They aren't selling them just yet.
Yeah,
IKEA should sell this. Build your own glory hole.
Right? It'll be like 50 million parts, and no one will ever put it together because IKEA. But you know,
yeah, they'll have
like, once you do. It'll last a good couple of months.
Yeah, it'll give you 30 steps to build a glory hole wall, but then you're good to go. All
Swedish.
Yeah, that's right. Honestly, IKEA gets a bad rap. I built all their stuff pretty easily, and I'm incompetent, so...
Well, you have a university degree, Quint.
Yes, that's right. All right.
You're educated from this stuff.
That's right. I took my...
Regular Canadians have a little more difficulty with
it. Yeah, I took my IKEA degree, so I'm good to go.
Exactly.
All right, well, anything new going on with you, Tristan? Anything you want to share before we close it down?
Not much going on, man. It's the same old, really. Have you guys seen Hamilton yet? I saw Hamilton this past week. That shit is phenomenal. No, that is.
Me and Andrew are going to watch it soon, obviously, because it's for the podcast, and it's easy to stream, so we will watch it soon, but we watch Palm Springs first.
Oh, I haven't seen that yet, but I'm excited for that.
Yeah, we're trying to catch up on the list you guys are picking, and we're going to try and watch more 2020 films, but yeah.
Yeah, I was starting to watch 2020 films. I made the kids watch The Willoughbys with me today. That was awful, but it was a 2020 movie.
Oh, was it? Oh, Andrew, we're actually excited to watch that.
I didn't personally like it.
That's a bummer. Yeah, I heard it was a cute film, but yeah, probably not that great. But yeah, Quentin, Palm Springs, great. Palm Springs was a very fun film. Me and her had a great time watching it. And I'm excited for Hamilton. So yeah, I feel like 2020, you know, doesn't have that many films, but you know, it's still fun.
Quality over quantity, all right? We got yes. Bad Boys for Life and Hamilton. I can't complain.
We got Sonic and Doolittle. Like, what more can you guys want? Come on.
Sonic wasn't bad, man.
Hey, if you look at my 2020 ranking on Letterboxd, Sonic's very high. I loved Sonic. I thought it was very cute.
It's a fun family film. It's no Yogi Bear, but it was fun.
All right, well, that is it for Pop Topic here. Until next week, you can follow us on Instagram. I'm Quentin. I'm not going to do a closing because, you know, people are here, so we got to wrap this up.
All right. I'm Alex. You can catch me sitting in front of the nearest glory hole.
Whoa.
And I'm that other guy.
All right. See you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.